Well, and I've been talking a lot about property taxes, and amazingly, a couple weeks after the election, folks are going to get their property tax bill. I don't think that timing's by accident. I, to be fair, have been somewhat critical of the current board and the budget process that they went through. I felt there was not, as I felt there was with both the city commission and county commission, there was a discussion about offsetting that dramatic increase we had in property valuations by lowering the mill levy. There was, and I've said the words, and I believe this, there was no discussion. There were presentations. There were two questions asked if it should be considered. The answer was no. And that was the end of the discussion. So we didn't really, as taxpayers, we didn't know what this significant increase, about a 14% increase on the taxpayers in Riley County, and similar to that in over in Pottawatomie County, that increase. I believe it was just a function of it was available, and in the era of gosh, it's for the kids. It was just taken. There was never an accounting. There was never any transparency as to exactly what it was. Could you find it out? Sure, you could ask for the budget. You can compare year to year. I think the board owed it to the taxpayers to have that robust discussion, and they needed the administration to make the case of why those funds were needed. And they may have been. I don't know. That's the problem. We don't know. So it is always going to be an issue in regard to managing the state and federal mandates that come through. But in the discretionary funding, it's going to be incumbent on the board to have those discussions, and that's been the one thing that I would say, that I have said that if I get on the board, I've warned them that our meetings may go 20 or 30 minutes longer occasionally, because those discussions and questions need to be asked in the public, not in advance. Get your question answered so we can just vote on it. And if you watch school board meetings, sadly, that's how most things go through. It's read into that it's asking the question. Okay, we're going to talk about this. There's a motion. There's a second. We vote. We're done. And we move on. It's almost turned into a second version of the consent agenda, and I think that needs to change, if for no other reason than that I think we'll get to a better place if we have robust discussions.
All right. I kind of feel like, as a reporter, budgets are very complicated, and yes. Do you feel that that needs to be explained maybe a little bit better?
I'm going to give credit. We have a great community. I think if we discuss it at that board level and ask the questions that need to be asked, and if it's complicated, have that clarified, I think that that the public will understand. But yes, budgets can be. Look at the budget document. It's a scary document. There's a lot of numbers there. Thank goodness I come from a business background. That doesn't scare me. It you have to take time to review it. But I really believe that the questions that are in there, the lines where it isn't clear, again, those need to be aired in a full discussion of that. And the board works on the budget from March, starting in March. So it's a long process. It's not that there isn't time or et cetera. There's multiple votes taken at the end to approve the budget. There's ample opportunity. And as I say, if the meetings take a little longer, well, they take a little longer. And I think the public's do that.